Get ready for transformation as you listen to God's word through His servant. For inquiries, contact the Seed Sowers Ministry on 080-666-27754 or 090-52-216374. Or you can email us at the Seed Sowers Ministry 18@gmail.com. Be blessed as you listen.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Our Father, we thank you because of your grace. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your wisdom. As we share the vision of reaching out to the young people, we ask that you illuminate our hearts in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father. Coordinate my heart and my mind and my mouth, O God, that I may speak as you speak in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Again, thank you for the opportunity I have to share with you, my brothers and sisters, about the burden that the Lord laid in our hearts. Let's turn our Bibles to John chapter number 12. The book of Saint John, chapter number 12. We will be sensitive because we have a baby in the house, so we will not scream. Yet, pray that our hearts may be engaged in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
John chapter number 12. I read. I don't know if somebody has any other translation. You could help me with your translation. It will be helpful. John chapter number 12. Verse 14. Who is reading verse 14 for me? John 12:14.
When he had found a young ass.
Sat thereon.
And as it is written.
Though verse 14 ended with a comma so that he can introduce what was written. Are you following this? But yet, I love the way 14 ended. Permit me, it's not taking scripture out of context, but it is applicative to what is happening. Please take it again.
And Jesus.
And I love the way you read it, because you respected the comma there. And Jesus. You see that now? Yes?
When he has found a young
ass. Start from verse 13. There's a light there for us. John chapter 12, verse 13 into 14. I just have a very short time.
Two branches of palm trees.
Okay, start from verse 12.
On the next day. Most people when they heard that Jesus was coming
to Jerusalem.
They took branches of palm trees.
And went forth to meet him.
And cried.
Hosanna.
Blessed is the King of Israel. That cometh in the name of the Lord. And Jesus. Sat thereon. As it is written.
Please, another translation. Do you have another translation? No, everybody belongs to King James family.
The next day.
They heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem.
They took palm branches.
Yes.
And went out to meet him.
They went out to meet him.
Shouting.
Hosanna.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Blessed is the King of Israel.
Blessed is the King. Yes. Go on.
Jesus found a young donkey.
Jesus found a young donkey
and sat upon it.
As it is written. You see, that scripture is very instructive for our science. The crowd, when they heard that Jesus was coming, there must be something they have known about Jesus. There must be something that they have perceived about Jesus. When they heard, they took pants. They were already shouting, "He is coming." I love the way King James introduced it. That was going on with the crowd. When they took branches and palms and they went out to meet him, Jesus did something strange. I thought that if they were already waiting for you, you don't need to be looking for anything. Is that not so? People are already waiting for you to meet you. The way King James introduced it, I like it. He said, "I'm Jesus." As if to say, no problem with the crowd now. They are already shouting now. They are already crying, "Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." And Jesus. You know, "and" is a conjunction. You can correct. Aha. Having seen this, he now did something. And Jesus. What did he do? He said, when he found. That language so shows that he searched. If we are going to function by King James. Is that not so?
Yes.
And Jesus. He found. It means he searched. And then there's a small clause there. Or a small word there. May not be a clause. A small word there. He said, when he found what? A young ass. Why young? Is there any problem in sitting on an ass? Eh? Is it not to sit? Why young? I did a cross-referencing of my scripture of the word young. The places, there's no time today to do a Bible study on that. I found that there's something about what is young. And Jesus, when he found a young ass, for me, it means he saw other asses. If you are familiar with the terrain of Jerusalem, finding an ass is not a problem. It's their means of transportation.
Yes.
Is that not so? It's what they use to carry loads. Is that not so? So, what is this finding? It must be young. Because the glory of the youth is in their strength. The young is important to fulfillment of prophecy. Listen to this. Because how did that verse 14 end? He said he found a young ass and sat as it is written. So the fulfillment of the agenda of God, for it to be, we have to sit on a young ass. In the next verse, he now talked about, "Fear not." You would just read it for me, please.
"Fear not."
Sit down, please.
"Behold, your king is coming."
Your king is coming.
"Sitting on a donkey's coat."
City, how does another is that how our translation put it?
No.
Let's hear yours.
"Do not be afraid.
Do not be afraid.
Oh, daughter,
See, your king is coming.
Seated on a donkey colt."
Seated on a donkey colt. You know, for me, I'm expecting that that prophecy too should include that young. You didn't follow me. What the content of the prophecy, if you go and cross-reference it, is donkey's coat. Has. Is that not so? I didn't expect. Is the prophecy say has? A donkey's coat is an ass. The coat is an ass. The question is, why did Jesus choose a young one? He could have just, is it not to sit on an ass? The people are already crying, Hosanna. There's no point. They have already announced your coming. So go. He said, no. There's something very prophetic and symbolic about what Jesus did. Even the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord engaged him at age 12. By age 12, you saw the power of a boy with understanding. How be it that you are looking for me? Don't you know I must be about my father's business? That tells me something, that a 12-year-old boy can be about his father's business. A 12-year-old girl can have understanding of divine assignment. Because Jesus Christ is our pattern. Eh? So, a labor on a 12-year-old is a correct labor. It doesn't have to be that. No. Imagine at 12 the wisdom in his mouth. That means God can call children to ministry. Eh? A good example is Baba Bunke at age 10. Ryan Bonke was called into ministry at 10 years old. In a meeting where a missionary came to preach, a word of prophecy came out. When I found out that Jesus Christ, sir, but the prophecy said you are to sit on a donkey's coat, which is an ass. A donkey's coat is an ass. Boy said, it's not just any donkey's coat. It has to be young. Satan also understands the power in the young. So, they are coming. I found out this. Please listen to this. It is not every soul that is strategic. See, all souls are the same, but not all souls are strategic in the agenda of God on the earth. What do I mean? When you reach out to an 80-year-old and she gets born again and dies the next week, you can rejoice as an evangelist, as a missionary, and say, you know that mama that lives down there, she has served the Father all her life. But we came to her and she received Jesus. To you, that's good. But to Ifa, they have ridden upon her life and she has raised many more and influenced many more with the Ifa spirit. Such that what her life has cost as an advantage to Ifa worship is too serious than the message you... Now, are you following me now? You have given her... We thank God she's in paradise. But she has been used because of her... Eh? She has caused havoc. Satan sometimes does not mind people getting born again at old age. It's not a problem. That's not a serious issue. But please, the best part of their life is what the devil is interested in, which is the time of when they are young. Let me let you know something. See, I found out that investment in young people is a powerful investment. That's why when Brother John sang that song, it seems to be that the Lord was doing a fresh work in my heart. Perfects my sight. If the Lord perfects my sight, nobody will beg me to do this work. No excuse will be tenable to do this work. Let me give two examples. Operange is Operation Engage the Next Generation. It was a body in our missionary staff retreat. We were praying and God was engaging us on yieldedness. That's the assignment God called us to do. To be honest, we can't do it. We can't do it. Faithfully see who had called you, who will also do it. The only thing they're asking me to do is to yield. They didn't ask me to do anything. They only say yield. When I say be here, just yield. That's all. If you now want to use your convenience, you are not yielding. It's not at your convenience. It is yield to this. As you yield, he does the work. We only sow the seed. He is the soul winner. Me, you and me don't win souls. We only sow seeds. He who promised will win their souls. This shocked me. I went to Lagos for a friend's wedding. And one of the brothers was telling me, do I hear recently there's a brother who is into street evangelism and meeting hooligans. And then this brother encountered a young boy. I think they call him Shano Wole also. And they gave him the gospel. He got saved. God helped. But when they begin to find out, this young boy is not yet up to 14. He is the leader of a cult group in Lagos. This cult group have killed people. And is, and I ask, I say, are his cult members older than him? Say, older than 10. 11, 12. In fact, it was said he was so feared. Not up to 14 years. Why has Satan left campus? What is making Lucifer to leave the campus? Where do you hear cultism? He is not in higher institution. What is a boy that is not yet in GS3 doing with killing? The thing shocked. He said his cult groups, the members, are of his church. As if that was not enough. He said, do you hear recently of another one in Agege side? I said, yes. He said, there's another group of boys about 9 years old. 9, 10. He said their own ways, they will surround you and they'll ask you for your phone. When you see a 10-year-old, please ask you, bring your phone. How will you do? Robisi, imagine I'm walking like this now. And the young boy just say, move on, you are. If I want to do a pastor, I will say, what do you mean by that? How will I look at him? As my junior brother. If he now try to raise his voice and say, Muni can move forward. I will give him a good slap. Like he does not understand what he's saying. Is that not so? The brother told me, he said, when they accustom you and they say, bring your phone. And you try to say, what do you mean by that? You know, you see a small boy, 9 year old, asking you that kind of question. Even you, sister, you say, what is the meaning of that? The next thing is, you will not know where the rest come out from. They will surround you. They will start cutting with sharp blades. Imagine 15, 20 boys cutting with blades. In fact, the thing influenced my journey that time. I wanted to pastor Agege. That thought alone. I'm serious. I must confess. Not as if I was forced afraid, but to avoid unnecessary blade or whatever. Let me pass another route. Don't let me try what he said, if it's true or not. What is Lucifer doing with young people? The impact of Naira Marley, oh my God, is becoming annoying to the point that we now have a group called Holy Malians. I thought the word holy is the word sinless. I thought the word holy should connote a sanctified fellow. How can you join a corrupted fellow and add holiness to it? That's desecration. I know of Holy Bible. I know of Holy Spirits. What is holy malians? We are in church. In fact, they even are proud to say, we are in church. We are the branch inside church. And I see a pastor still talking about Guayi. I see a pastor still dealing with God will lift you to the next level when only Malians are in his choir. You see, the body, I said, Lord, he said, I found a young ass and I sat. It's a sitting, dominion. I found an ass and I dominated it. So also Lucifer wants to sit. He's not trying to borrow them. He wants to sit on them. I was waiting for one of our students and I sat down somewhere. You know, as if God wanted to show me, but you didn't understand what I'm telling you. You didn't get it. Now, so when our brother said, enlarge my heart, oh, I said, God, this is the prayer. Let me rightly perceive the thing that is burning your heart. Let it be burning me too. I just saw some girls about and some boys. They should be about six. They're about. They now feel the main road. The road where vehicle is passing. They just feel it. They were coming from lesson or SS3. You know, they were doing some tutorials for them before the exam. They just feel the main road walking. And while I sat waiting for one of the students, I just heard a lady said, in Yoruba, Yoruba she focuses it. That didn't bother me. The next thing is, Malians don't do this. I don't know what somebody said, and I just heard, Malians don't do this. I heard, say, Malians don't do this. Now, Malians man come. And this brother, he's not a brother, call him brother. That's a mistake. He was bold to sing. And he said, She bomo Jesu ne, besin suki kufte shumane. He was bold. He was bold. He was bold to sing that. Oh, you're not with me now. He was bold. See an instrument of Lucifer, bold. Maybe that's where those holy Malians got their own inspiration from. Our Lantishumole in church. See, I couldn't believe it. Our prayer started last week, and we're going about. Oh. Each student I encounter, I'm shocked. Where the church has not reached, Malia has gone there. Nara Malia has reached there. And this boy's full name is an Islamic name. He's a Muslim. Idris or something. We were reaching a boy recently, I mean, 3 days ago. When we gave him the word of God, I said, bring out your phone. Come and see Naira Marley's songs. And there is a disciple now of Naira Marley, Zlatan. You see, they also raise disciples. So that if anything happens, Satan already has a replacement to keep engaging the young. One of our brothers told me that some secondary school students, I think they said, we don't want Jesus, we want Mali. That is how, see, there's a spirit sitting upon the young. And the Lord began to say, what will you do? Will you just sit down and be what? Then he said, reach for me 8,000 students. That was where the burden began. How will we reach 8,000? He said, if 200 people reach out to 40 students, that's it. Call 200 brethren to engage 40 students. Leave me to what I do with the seed. You engage them. I will intentionally use the word engage, not reach. It's not reach. We don't reach you with the gospel. No. We want to engage you. Engage your heart. Engaging you means, and for a brother or a sister, it should not be too much to engage 40 students. Not just share track to 40 students. You note them, 40, Lord. Can you hand over to me 40? Are you asking for too much? 40. And he found a young ass and sat there. As it is written. Do you know that Islam does better than us when it comes to training young people? When do you think Islam begins to raise a Muslim, a cleric out of their people? Right from cradle, as it were. Have you seen a baby they back with hijab? Oh, I have seen. Are you going to be lusting after a baby? If all things be equal. If not, that things are bad now. What is a baby doing with hijab inside son? Baby. No. To them, it's a serious ministry. Hope you know, real Muslim families don't lead the discipleship of their children into the hands of their father. They begin it from their house. I keep going out and telling, I met a boy who told me that his own mother died and they had to take him to live in an uncle's place. This uncle, I think, just married a wife. Because uncle is busy. This is an SS2 boy. The wife began to say, you must have immorality with me. You are like my mom. The threat increased to the point the woman said, I will poison you. Imagine she planned to poison him. Threat upon threat. See, the boy committed morality with her. From that time till I met the boy, a particular problem has not left that boy. What do you think was engaging that boy? The devil was using that woman to engage. Excuse me, does this woman not see mature men there? Lucifer is also looking for young ass to sit on. If the burden of the work, why we are called Youth Transformation Network, if we don't see it, it's not a, like our brother said, some people just like to join program because it's big, you know, fringe, you know. Those people are not serious. If you don't get this thing properly, that's our baby. It is important for you to note, if Jesus should use a young ass, that means the focus of the Lord is on young people, because the glory of the youth The time of strength is the time Jesus wants to engage them. Can you imagine that small girl asking the difference between miracle and magic? It may look like a small question, but sometimes the enemy is engaging their minds. I went to preach in one school. It shocked me. And as I was there, I called a young boy out. And that school fellowship is so large, very big. The hall was full of young people, secondary school student. And then the boy came out. He was the one that led the whole meeting in praise and worship. Powerful, eclectic praise and worship. Young boy singing powerfully. And I came to the podium and I preached. And I was teaching on guard your heart with all diligence. That's what I was teaching on. So I called the praise and worship boy and said, come and I want you to demonstrate, like I called Emmanuel out today, trying to explain, follow me. So I told the boy, I said, I want to pass this way, block me, so that the student can see what it means to guard. That's what I wanted to do. As that boy hit me, it's as if it was not only him that hit me. I'm telling you. Do you know that was the end of my example? No, I just stopped the exam. I said, before I fall down here. Imagine a young boy. What is there in him like this? When he hits me, I felt... I just told him, thank you very much. I can use the guard with my mouth. That was how I finished the message. Sudden prayer time. The word of God came. Students were praying. We saw the hand of God. One of our sisters was now looking for the boy. He has escaped. Only for her to just come and call me and say, please come now. I said, what happened? The boy was outside while prayer was going on. And they got to him and they said, why are you outside? I said, I will not talk. You know, this is... You just led us. Why were we going to talk about the praying? And you are outside. That looks strange. I think it was in GS3 or so. I will not talk. That's how we started. Talk in the name of Jesus. I am the agent in this school. Everyone that has ever come to preach, I am on an assignment to ensure the word preached does not germinate. It was looking like Fimo. You know somebody that just led praise and worship. It was not me. I was not connecting that. Hope is not that there are things in you. That, because when I jam you, I felt a little one. He now said not only that. There are spirits asking him to get blood. Oh my goodness. That was when we knew there's something here. When we finished that meeting, it's been long I saw such secondary school meeting. Oh my God, come and see students. They did not respect time. In the night, they were waiting on a long queue, ready to see us. They were ready for confession. We had to split them into groups. This brother was saying this, this sister was saying. We talk. You know when you are talking with students on a long queue and you've not finished, you've not gotten anywhere, they keep coming. We have to stop because what they were confessing was too terrible. The shocking part was to see young children whose parents are ministers of the gospel, whose parents are Christians. The question is, why is Lucifer engaging them from their GS2? He knows the investment in the heart of a young person. Even when he gets born again at 75, he says, it's all right. Since I've even had the best part, he would have influenced many that you Christians cannot cover. It's the body. When we are going out to teach students, to reach out to them, like our brother said, go with an understanding. Before I close, and explain the strategy of this work. When I was in GS2, nobody knows the thing I was planning. Imagine I was very small. And yet we were... I need to say it because it's not because of anything. I was young when I was planning to rape. Small boy, if you see me on the street, you will never imagine your life. I can never have such thoughts. Each time God is speaking to me, say, what about you? Was it not that you were arrested early that brought me victory? Mr. Adedoyin, that teacher. Only God knows what he saw. You know, there are some things that, you know, he just said, call me Benga. That was it. You know, you respect teacher. And I just went to him. I was shocked that I was a sinner. He just told me, you are now the Bible study secretary of the fellowship. That's why they did the ordination for me. It was shocking. You are now. I say, I had a bad nickname then. That man saw something. Do you know, I became Bible study secretary like by force, and I had to be taught to be born again so that I could teach. And you know, I can't say no because he's my teacher. Respected, honored, I just have to follow. Now you are going to leadership training program of Deeper Life. Yes, sir. Even though I didn't understand. It was that I was told, and I said, hey, Bible study secretary, what can I teach? What do I know? I now have the gospel. After that, had they done it left school, some other brethren engaged me further. I bless the Lord in his providence. God in his mercy has gained a lot from that time. I brought many students to the Lord in their numbers. I imagine if it is now, I'm just getting money. I will have wasted also lives. I could be like that boy too that they are using blade. I could be anything. When do you think that spirit engaged Muhammad? While Muhammad was young. Even the spirit of Islam engaged Muhammad as a young man. Not while he was 60 something. Time will have gone. May the Lord himself put in your heart a burden for young people.
Amen.
Samuel was a young man. Esther was a young woman. They were not old people. Even the mother of Jesus was a young person. Why? They are young. So please, as we close, may your heart be refreshed. Oh, as we started our prayers last week, there's no time I went out. Oh, I just come back. I say, oh God, oh God, oh God. God said there are still plenty. That's why I said engage them and tell them to engage them. What are the strategies we are using? Number one, storytelling. Matthew chapter 13 is filled with stories. Jesus used stories, parables. I have been preaching for several years. There is no place I've been invited to preach that I say, let me tell you a story that I don't see attention. Story is powerful, especially true life story. Do you know some of us also like to watch true life story movies? Is that not so? I said, is that not so? Because there's something that says, it happened. What makes the message of the cross of Jesus a powerful message is that it happened. Jesus actually died and rose from the dead. That's what makes it powerful. Storytelling. Go to Matthew 13. Not now, because I want to stop. Go and see the way Jesus used stories. You can use any of the story in Matthew 13. You know the story in Matthew 13, the parable is about the seed, the kingdom. The sower went about to sow the seed. A man saw a pearl and went and sold all he had. You can tell students to. I found out the power of storytelling. Hey, how are you doing? Can I tell you a story? Yes, I want to hear. It happened one time there was a boy. Every story you've ever been told that you know as substance for the gospel, use the stories. I mean, forward some things. I don't think everybody is on WhatsApp. We did a training on storytelling. It's a full 1 hour training on storytelling. How to tell stories. How your stories must point to eternity. Each time you are sharing a story with secondary school or anybody, attach eternity to it. What happens after you die? A story that points you to, so where will you spend the rest of your life? There are many stories that I know. You've seen me today tell a story. Stories from my own life. Especially stories from your life. How you encounter. Let me tell you how I encounter Jesus. You don't just go to people and say, are you born again? Everybody is born again now. Everybody is born again. In fact, the one who is smoking is born again. I was in a mission field one time. Listen to this. I have never seen this in my entire life of ministry. I was in a mission field praying, doing my own quiet time on the mountain. And as I was praying, I was just hearing something like, I just want to be where you are. Of another person. You know, that was okay. This is a prayer mountain. Is that not so? Only for me to look critically. And I saw the person play, I just want to be where you are, was smoking. If he was smoking ordinary cigarette, it would have been normal. Serious, I think it was Igbo. The song will finish, I just want to be, it just changed to another one. Another, maybe Domwen. Something like, we have come to draw. I left my quiet time. When you see people smoking Igbo, you will hear something that, you Abi? How can somebody be using worship to smoke? That was what made me stop my quiet time. I've never seen it before. I went to Imo. Bro, no. It was so confusing. Me really, sir. Mugbo kuoma fi gbedu. Mugbo. It's okay. Bi peke se bitotin tatete. Thomas Oya, truth here. Kuoma, but we have come to draw. It's too strange. So I went to him. I said, brother, I'm shocked at what is happening. Say, what do I mean? You are smoking. You are listening to worship. What happened? Say, yes, I'm born again. But John, he be more quite one con. Do you know since when the enemy has engaged him also? Since when he was young. He even mentioned the church he went is going to. I said, and your church could not help you. I don't think that brother understands the gospel. But he's going about as a man who thinks he knows the Lord. When Satan gets a young man, even with wrong doctrine, that wrong doctrine will be permanent with him. Because chain up a child in the way he should go, when he's old, that Bible, I feel Satan knows it more. That's why you want to come and tell a Muslim boy of 17 that has been in Islam, you just take one message that you preach, just like that. It will take the Lord. Because train up a child. Now, you see, the Bible didn't say tell a child. It said train up. Until we who are also preaching the gospel begins to train up. We've been telling them, it's time to train them up. The Bible never said tell a child. We don't tell children. We train them. Our strategy before has been telling. I could preach to adults, but I can't preach to a young child. I'm to train him up in the way he should go. And Christ said, I am the way. So I must train him in Christ in the way he should go. That's why I told the Lord, We can't do this work without having secondary school students living with us and visiting us occasionally. Oh yeah, Friday to and Saturday come. Because to train them means to be with them. Are we following? I told God, I said, the thing you are showing us, you need to enlarge our coast. Amen. Lord, if you don't enlarge our coast, it will no more be my fault. It will be you, sir. God, so when our brother said, he said, enlarge my heart. It's as if God was not saying, it's not me that cannot enlarge your coast. It's your own heart that is too narrow for what I want to do. It's you who is not sitting. You know, there are some things that I can't talk about now. I wish we as workers in the vineyard, we can just sit down and talk about ourselves first. But there's no time for that. And it will be serious questioning. Not just, okay, let's have the serious focusing on probity and addressing it seriously. Serious focusing on myself and let's address ourselves. Very seriously with serious questions. Where are you? Where are you? Storytelling. Still powerful. Our brethren went out since last 2 weeks. It's been amazing. Hundreds of youth have been coming to Christ. It's been amazing. And I told them, I said, 40 students disciple at least 5. Have we asked you for too much? You reach out and engage 40. We said, sit on 5. If 200 of us sit on 5, that's discipling 1,000 young people. We've not asked you for too much, brothers. And it's amazing. Please, let us, may God grant you ability to know how to tell stories. If you cannot tell stories, tell the story of your life. If you have a story. Student, I know these students, if you call them, they will answer. You know, they used to answer us. You see, when you get to campus, how many of you know campus ministry is hard? No, very hard now. No. See, if I had an anointing for campus, you will suffer. Hey! You will suffer, sir. I went to a campus and I told them I wanted to do a challenge. Oh my God, bro. I sat down. I said, I want to see their president. No, you mean pastor? You mean pastor? Okay, pastor. Abby? Is there a pastor? He's not a brother again. He's a pastor. He's not a brother. Good. You mean pastor? I told them I am thirsty because I drink water. They went and found me pure water, sachet. It's not a problem. It's not my problem. They gave me. I was there drinking. And their so-called pastor, oh my God, he was preaching in full arrogance, confusing scriptures on sanctification. Oh my God. I could not bear it. I don't mind. You have to do challenge. Oh, I could not bear it. And the way it was going up on the hallelujah. And it was. And I saw innocent student thinking that he's the highest spiritual man there. You are picking doctrine of sanctification. Where you have failed, you cannot talk to us on what you did. You just take Romans 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh and after the spirit. Listen to this. Even if you feel King James translation added, who walk not after the flesh and after the spirit, and you feel NIV or whatever did not include it, hear the way he put it. Oh my God. People who don't know history of scriptural translations, preaching on the pulpit. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. King James says, who walk not after the flesh but after the spirit. Rubbish! That's what he said. That's exactly what he said. Not to walk through the flesh. It's just that it's there for now, no condemnation. And he began to say some. Oh, I was like, God, I feel like going to take the mic from you and say, you are stupid. I know, I felt like saying, you have a problem. Like Brolani Adeboye of Bro say, let's just say the way it is, he's mad. He was preaching for the things won't pain him. He said, let's just say it as it is, he is mad. So that sometimes you want to be polite, but this boy is foolish. And there is doubtful in the Bible. Oh, foolish Galatians. It's there. Paul called them like that. Even Jesus Christ called some people fool. Yes, it's there. I'm saying, well, pastor is cursing. Boys in your Bible. When we finish, he now said, now let's call on our brother to come and do challenge. So when I got there, oh, I appreciated him. Thank you, our pastor. Baba granted me space to speak. Come and see the way their faces was changing. I saw the ushers run to go and get bottled water. I said, to come and give me. I said, okay. When I first came, it was sachet water. So after I spoke, he said, that tells you this fellowship does not have correct service. You are not serving the Lord. Maybe you judge people by how they can speak. So when you now had me speak, you now say, you are not serious. What if I did not speak? Do you know the kind of space I thought I can even have after that charge? No space. Campus ministry is hard. See, before GGG campus, I'm running. I'm telling you, except where Baba will grant mercy, what if Tilekun Bepa? They closed it. I went to another fellowship, Brother John. It was not funny. I kept going about. It wasn't funny. Pastor can't see you now. I said, just to see him and tell him. No, he can't see you now. He has some things to do. I said, is he a graduate? Because the pastor can't see you now. This is the secretary meeting me. I said, sister, I said, I'm sorry, can't just see now. He has something. I said, is it a big thing to walk into your fellowship now? I say, a brother is outside, he wants to see you. Simple. Eh? Simple. And then you come out and say, sir, they said you were looking for me. No. The itinerary of our pastor is fixed. Nobody just said to me, after now we're going to have another meeting. And from there, I said, okay, after that, I wanted to wait. Okay, after that one call, he said, no, today's already. I said, what is the fix about a 400 level brother? Oh, Emmanuel, I'm sorry. Did he allow me to see him? They've locked the gates, they've put the key in their pocket. In fact, some went to throw it away. And now see, you and I have space in the secondary schools. I want to the many. You see, when they enter the places where gates are locked, and our eyes will open. The second strategy is the use of videos. Young people now, I encountered a word recently, they said, they are no more called teenagers. They are now called screenagers. They are no more teenagers now. They are screenagers. It is what they look at in on the screen that mobilizes them most. And it's true. We had that our Joshua Generation Camp meeting. Imagine with all the messages that I preach all my heart out. First session, second session, I did everything for the brethren preached. We did film show. By the time we called them for feedback, where tell us how the Lord helped you. Everybody was talking, film show, the film show. I almost wanted to say, so I did not preach. you didn't hear anything. First session, second session, last session, impartation. It's film. He said, that film. The film. This part in the film. The film. From that day, I told the brethren, I said, from now, there will be, in fact, if it is two, three films. This generation, you can preach, and they, you know, but what they watch, they don't forget. So we had a short Jesus film where Jesus Christ was crucified and where he was beaten. Do you know we've been going about since last week to show that film, short video. And we're working on several short videos. I could transfer them to Brother John. Do you know each student we showed that Jesus suffering, Passion of Christ, the short part where he was beaten? Come and see their reaction. A boy named David, we got to him. And I told him, I said, we want to have some time to share the word of God with you. The way he looked at me and the brother, he just looked at us like this. As if to say, Kinlawa Shembe. He just looked at us like this. And we didn't give up. Because we know there's a spirit behind his reaction. So I said, can we just, we just want to watch something. I just took my phone out, clicked on the short video on Jesus, and said, watch this. He still looked with contempt as an uh-huh. By the time they began to beat Jesus, his eyes begins to get full as if of water. This is a boy who just looked at us with contempt. This is a boy that just looked at us with contempt. When he was watching, the eyes was as if, maybe he was doing big boy, that's why he didn't want to blink it. Finish that one, put another one, short clip on where Jesus Christ was crucified. Every word Jesus said, behold thy task, I was explaining it. It is finished, I explained it. By the time we finish, he accepted Christ. He's in discipleship now. They are now screen agers. We don't have phone for selfie. I just say people said the other day. I don't know how a worker in the kingdom will be busy chatting away his life. We should not be found in such. It should not be us. Nah. What are you? There are several short videos that you can use to start a conversation. There's a video on a glass cup that is filled with water and then an ink drop into it. That's the end of the video. What do you think about the video? Engage their mind. They may forget your words, they will forget that glass cup. Short videos. Of course, the prints, tracked. We've seen those, you know, tracked is so powerful that if you don't want to hear, track will be there waiting for you any day, anytime. You are ready to pick it. That's the power of the print. And then programs and outreaches. This is the end of the challenge. I'm praying that you will sit down and look at Matthew chapter 13. How can I use the stories? Stories from your personal life. You can begin to use your phone if you have it for short videos. You can say, okay, can we have those short videos? Even some of our disciples here who came for this meeting, we must engage them further. Because imagine, the devil wants to engage. As they're going on, Lucifer still plans to engage them. The soil went about to sow the seed of the word. He said, the ones that fell by the roadside, the bear. And I tell you, like Brother John said, we can't do this work without a continuous prayer work. Because what is battling us is spirit, not them. My wife only got angry. She went to a place to minister to a young girl. The girl insulted her. You know, my wife said, I felt like, because, oh, Tabro, Kilumba Miso. He said, he just remembered fruit of the spirit. Fruit of the spirit. Because the insult and the contempt was so much that the other lady who is a disciple, she's a northerner, who was going with her on her prayer, was like, you know, almost like, oh my gospel. You know, some student wants to provoke the old man that you left and crucified to the cross. They want to bring it back. You know, you now say Timbashe gospel pan wa inkiri. My wife says she just remember fruit of the spirit, fruit of the spirit, long suffering, temperance, fruit of the spirit. The spirit of God, because come back, they pay what to fair preach gospel, or to add that gospel in a guru. She had to remind her, say, fruit of the spirit, fruit of the spirit. I told her, I said, it's a spirit. And finally, we're pursuing another young boy. Oh, the boy was placing us. Here and there. It could not come. We could not sing. I told one of our brothers, I said, let's labor and bet him in prayer. Until we are baptized in prayer, he can't be born again. Oh, the Lord helped us that day. It was for about 30 minutes, but you know, there are some 30 minutes that is deep. There's a 5 minutes prayer that is deep. There is a 9 hours prayer that is rubbish. Yes. I don't want all this prayer. I want to pray for 10 minutes. Heaven responds. I want to pray for 6 hours and things are battered. Not just be there praying. You can also pray religiously. Jesus said, don't pray like the hypocrite. He said, for the hypocrite loves to pray. Imagine there are some people that love to pray, but to be seen, to be said, 6 hours, that will kill himself. Hey, you got 6 hours. Okay, maybe no more. We prayed for that. I can't forget it. It was deep in our heart. We went there next without any much ado. He went to his cupboard and was bringing out his charms. Last month, he was bringing out charms. This one I use it for this. This one I say, okay. Imagine we say come to be saying English. Jesus died on the cross. You know, this is what the Lord said. The spirit in him will stand like this. Why? You cannot release the captive, Jesus said, except you bind the stronger. This secondary school work, if we don't learn how to bind the strong man behind it, we can't take that. That's why there's an ongoing every week fasting and prayer. Every blessed week. Monday to Wednesday, fasting and prayer. Our praying is for 10 weeks. Every blessed week, fasting and prayer. Why? And I tell you that by the grace of God, the kind of result God showed us in 2 weeks was because we told God, we are helpless. Except you come, we cannot succeed. I want to plead with you. Your trial has been laboring. We must move to the next level. We must see harvest like never before. And until he enlarges our hearts and correct our hearts, then may we not do labor less. Always bow down eyes closed. Will you pray the way you understand? Perfect my side.